Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is John. I'm calling about road train trucking. That loan?
Yeah, of course. We're actually just finishing up there. Sharon's actually going to get us a time frame on when she's looking to go down there and pick it up.
Yeah, I'm the one going down there and picking it up.
Oh, perfect. What's up, John?
So the deal is I'm wondering if is there any way? Let me see here. Is there any way that I can be put on that loan?
On the loan?
Yeah. Would that screw things up? This is my dilemma. I own a $450,000 house outright. What happened is, out of pocket, I did the financing. I financed remodel on the house, right? And during that time, I was in construction, and it kind of hammered my credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the last year, I took out a car loan, and now I'm trying to reestablish my credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And build it back up. So my credit score right now is pretty bad, but I'm just curious. And it'd be nice to have that truck payment that I'm buying the truck, right, on mm-hmm. me, so it builds my credit up.
No, totally understandable. I think, I don't think it's going to be possible because it is a sole prop business. So it's all under Sharon's name.
Yeah.
So, and these are business loans, so it's going to be run through Road Train, which is pretty much Sharon. So it's going to be hard. Unless you guys were to, for this specific deal, it would really, put everything on hold. Because you'd have to get your name on the business. I'd have to see that on a tax return.
Okay.
You'd have to make it not a sole prop anymore. Maybe go into like an LLC or something like that. Or even just a partnership.
All right. Well, we don't want to do all that.
Just for future reference, John, that would be what you're trying to do. Just get your name on the business. Maybe you can get... For this one, we're already kind of, we're getting documents out to over to her in about an hour or so. So, we'd have to start from scratch from.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have a time frame? I talked to her yesterday in the afternoon. Do you have a time frame, though, and when you're looking to get down to Arizona?
The guy's going to take the truck out for a ride today, call me back, and I'm going to dial it in. I'm going to have to fly down there probably Monday or Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm right in the middle of remodeling a kitchen bathroom right now, too, so I got to go work there Saturday, Sunday, and then head down there, I guess. So this is the thing. I have to tow it off there, so until that it's being towed off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Off the lot. So he said that he could out the door 22,000 with 3 month permit to pay the sales tax in Arizona.
Well,
right?
No, I thought we were doing it with no tax.
Well, the problem is, and I'll have to get the thing towed out of there. And to get it up to Nevada and California is going to be a pricey little deal, right?
Well, that's what, Sharon expressed that she was going to do it with no tax. I wanted her to figure that out because, it depends on what documents we draft up. We can get you the loan for $21,000 flat. Or if there's tax included, now we have to get you a loan for the 22. I think it's 22,337 something. Just off the top of my head. So I, you know, again, I got to double check with her on that because yesterday she told me, give me the one with no tax.
Okay, do the one with no tax, and out of my pocket, I can pay the tax to the guy there.
Yeah, because that's what she was saying. It'll make her payment lower, and you know, that's just the way she wanted to go. I'm not sure what kind of happened here, because it's a certain situation. With if she got it to, if she didn't have to do Arizona, if she got it to Oregon, you know, obviously you have no sales tax there. That would be nice. But I was trying to explain the same thing. Like, what's it going to cost you to do that versus what you're saving? I mean, the sales tax is like $1,300, so. You know, if it's anything more than that, it's really not even worth it.
But the deal is with that $1,300, right? If you don't pay that, then I have to tow that truck off that lot and give him documentation that it's getting towed out of state.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So yeah, and is it worth it? Yeah, because then I'm going to get a 3-month permit to be able to drive this thing on the road with that permit, right?
Okay.
So it kind of makes sense that I won't have to tow it, and I can drive it off the lot, and I'll be able to drive it for the remainder of the year, right?
And that's so, if you pay tax.
That's right. It's kind of a win-win for me, right? That I don't have to show that I'm getting towed out of state. And they have to have that documentation.
Plus, and you get that 3 months.
And plus I get the 3 months. So you have the loan set up with Sharon for 21 out the door, right?
Yeah, I mean, I actually have an invoice for both a truck with tax, truck without tax. I can very easily, and I have numbers for both as well. You know, if at the end of the day, you know, she wants to do it one way or the other, I can get whichever documents I need. I have the power to do either or.
Okay,
so I just need to confirm with her. I guess give her a call and you guys figure it out which one you want to do.
Hold on, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm the one making the truck payment and all that fun shit. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to figure out now.
Exactly.
She's going to sign everything. So, what do you have for numbers with the tax out the door?
I haven't got the numbers for that yet because she requested numbers for no tax. I have the no tax numbers. That is, it's 36 months, $770.29 a month, 36-month lease.
That's 21,000, right?
That's a 21,000 flat.
Okay. So
I can
request numbers
for the other one too if you need it, but you know, if you don't,
we'll
worry about it.
Okay, and plus what you're going to need is first and last, right, from Jump Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
So we're looking at almost $1,600 right there, right?
Yeah.
And the filing fee or whatever. Yeah, I'm trying to dial this in because I'm the one going to give you a card number to get that money to you. Sharon is, and I'm going to give you a card number so you can deduct that money. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so as far, you know, it's going to be the first and last, and I'm pretty sure the fees as far as everything goes, it might just be an ACH fee of like $250, but that's, once we get the documents all drafted, that's what I just need to know right now, whether I'm getting documents for 21 flat or with documents for 22,773 with the tax.
I'm going to deal with the tax with him. With the guy, okay? That's why I'm trying to get hard numbers from you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Your hard numbers for the loan for 21. And then I'll deal with the tax with him.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll get documents for 21 then.
Okay, and then do this. What I need is the hard numbers that you're going to need from me the day of the transaction.
I'll get those for you. Yeah, I'm in the sales end, so I don't know the exact nuances of exactly, but I can just walk over to underwriting, get those for you, and I'll get you some exactly, like, this is what you're going to have to pay day of to drive this thing off the lot. I know exactly what you need.
Okay. And you got my number?
Yep. The 425-343-4838.
That's right. Just call me back, let me know, and
I'll let you know, like, pretty much what check you got to write day of to drive that off the lot. Fees, first and last month, all that.
All right.
Sounds good, John.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're all good.